About an hour and a half from now, Senate Republican leader Trent Lott is expected to hold a news conference in his hometown of Pascagoula, Mississippi. Lott has been under fire since his comments last week praising the 1948 presidential candidacy of Strom Thurmond, who ran on a segregationist platform. Lott, as just about everyone knows by now, said in effect that if Thurmond had won that race, quote, we wouldn't have all these problems that we've had all these years. Joining us now is NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellna. David, what are you hearing about what Senator Lott is likely to say this afternoon?
Well, Michelle, expect more apologies, but don't expect to hear Lott say he's resigning as the Senate's Republican leader. It's because earlier today, while Lott was still on what was billed as a vacation in the Florida Keys, he spoke briefly with reporters and promised to expand on his apology. In fact, he's already apologized several times this week, at one point calling his remarks terrible. But when Lott was asked if he'd be stepping down as leader, his answer was no. So expect more mea culpas about the remarks he made last week at Strom Thurmond's 100th birthday party. But also because this is the first time since then that he's making himself available to reporters, he'll likely be asked about the many other things he's said and done that reporters have been dredging up this past week that seem to show a 40-year record of Lott opposing civil rights causes.
Well, in the 8 days since Senator Lott made that now famous comment, a lot has come out about his civil rights record. Can you walk us through some of that?
Well, it goes all the way back to when he was a student at the University of Mississippi 40 years ago. Time magazine has a story out saying that he was one of those who led the effort to keep fraternities from being integrated there. It goes on to when he was a lawmaker in the 70s. He opposed the Martin Luther King holiday, and he also opposed such things as an expansion of the Voting Rights Act. These are votes that Strom Thurmond of South Carolina voted for. There are other things, too. His association with some groups in the South that are seen as sort of white supremacist groups. Last year, he was the only member of the Senate to vote against a black judge who had been nominated by President Clinton.
With that kind of portfolio, why is he just now being criticized for this?
Well, I think that it's kind of connecting the dots. There was this event last week that woke up a lot of people to the fact that he'd said something that was really outrageous by his own admission. And it got people looking at his past record. And when they began to put together a lot of other statements that he'd made or votes that he'd cast, a pattern seemed to emerge that this was not an isolated incident. And the fact that he's going to be the majority leader in the Senate as of January is something that has a lot of people very concerned, especially Republicans here in Washington.
Now, I guess the big surprise for a lot of people came yesterday when President Bush delivered a pretty strong scolding to Lott. Did that in some way open up a floodgate of criticism? Some of the people who were initially rather neutral in their reaction came out strong after that.
Well, it didn't open up a floodgate of criticism from Republicans. There were a couple who of his Senate colleagues, Republicans, who did say that he had more explaining to do. But the others have pretty much either remained silent or said fairly supportive things about him, although they've all condemned, of course, what he said. But I think everybody is waiting to see what he says at this press conference today. In his 30-year career in Congress, this is the most important moment for Trent Lott right now. He has to convince his colleagues that he's still viable as a leader.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's David Wellna talking to us from Capitol Hill.